Our parsha starts off with the word Sabbath Aron ben Avli Mor. Command Aaron and his sons, saying, Rashi points out the word Tzav. Why does it say Tzav? To command Aaron? It's Ziruz. Aaron has to be careful with this. This is like big and important stuff. But then Rashi adds on Miyad L'Doros, for now and for generations. And the question is, what does it mean for generations? You're going to bring the Korban Ola, but there's a finite amount of time that the Jewish people will bring the Korban Ola. So perhaps what Rashi is saying on a simple explanation is that this is not just for Aaron, but this is Aaron and for all the subsequent Kohanim until the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the cessation of bringing of Korbanos. Until then, you got to do it Bezirus. And Rashi points out because it's Chesun Kis. There's money involved in it. It costs something to keep the Mikdash running. And therefore, the people need to know that when there's money involved in something and you know that it's going to cost you something, it's easy to say, cut a corner here, cut a corner there. And perhaps that's what Rashi is saying. But Rav Soloveitchik offers a beautiful insight. He says that the truth is, all the mitzvos that we have were given to Sinai with explanations, and we have to hold on to them. But what exactly is that supposed to be meant to say? It means that every single mitzvah we have at Sinai, it goes for generations and on and on and on. So then what are we supposed to make of the korbanos? The korbanos are not long-term. We have them as long as there's a mizbeach, but in our times it no longer exists. So the Rav continues and offers a beautiful explanation. The Gemara Megillah tells us that Avram Avinu, when he's told that he's going to get the land of Israel, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fine, you can give me the land of Israel, we'll bring korbanos and everything will be good. But what will be with my children? What will be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? What's going to sustain them for the exile for years and years and years and years? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, it's true, korbanos will only be able to be brought so long as there's a Mikdash. But afterwards, if they just read it, that will be good enough. How does it work? How does the Mikdash continue? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in place that despite the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, despite the fact that we've moved on, we're able to connect with Him nonetheless. Tzaver Daroma Banav Leimor, the commandment of Ziruz is, it is Miyad L'Doros. It's going to be immediately, but it's going to last for a long time. Why? Because for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and thousands of years afterwards, despite the fact that we have no Mikdash, we are able to continue it, not just by the reading of the Korbanos, but by our daily davening. Our davening is that connection that we have with God. It's a completely different way of connecting with God. It's not the same as Korbanos, but it sustains us nonetheless. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron, Tzavet Aaron v'banav le'mor, command your children, saying, understand that Korbanos, the reading of the Korbanos, are all about a relationship with God. And that relationship will continue for years and years, no matter what. We always have the ability to reach God. Sometimes it feels distant. Sometimes it feels complicated. Sometimes we wonder, is He really listening? But that's the promise that Moshe Rabbeinu made. God is always there. God is always listening. And God wants our tefillos. Have a good day.